I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, last night didn't go exactly how we had planned. We had kind of, I think, coronated. This happened with the Tampa series, too, I recall. But we had kind of already coronated the Florida Panthers as, you know, a team that had punched their ticket to the third straight Stanley Cup final. We did like an hour with Goldie yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, and he was talking about how rare it is to, you know, secure that ticket to the Stanley Cup final on your home ice. Like we may have gotten a little bit ahead of ourselves. I'm sure we did that in the Edmonton Stanley Cup final as well. So we take a step back. Look at what goes on. There were some guys missing, obviously, last night. That does play into it. Very difficult to beat any team 4 games in a row. And we focus now on Wednesday. This is an interesting one. Solana, if you're a Carolina Hurricanes fan, are you spending money Wednesday night, tomorrow night, to go see your team try to stay alive in this series? But if you've spent money or thought about spending money in the first 2 games, which were in Raleigh, like, I mean, talk about a waste of money. I mean, literally, we talked about game 2. There was never a moment where Hurricanes fans could even cheer. There was not a moment in game 2. On their home ice, where they could cheer. So I wonder if you're a Hurricanes fan, you live in Raleigh, you live somewhere in North Carolina, do you spend money on tomorrow night's game?
No. If I don't have season tickets, no, I don't. Because, awesome, you won a game, but I won't put myself in a position to go watch another team raise a conference title or a Stanley Cup title in front of me when I don't have a chance to lift that same
trophy. So you wait till game 7. If there was a game 7, then you're in.
100%. Okay, you won a game. Okay. Canes, you won a game. Prove to me that you can actually make the impossible happen, because if not, I'm not falling for 1 game. Which, by the way, Hawk, the Florida Panthers seem to have a big, big-time trouble closing out opponents on their home ice, and I don't understand it.
I wonder what the get-in price will be tomorrow night. In was it the Lenovo Center?
The Lenovo. Oh, the Lenovo.
Like, what do you think the get, like, is the get-in price going to be under $100? What did we see yesterday? I think it was like, I ran into a friend of mine. She was there last night. She had bought 300 level tickets, I think, for 120.
Yeah.
Which was good. Not much reason to cheer last night either. Like I think the biggest reasons for cheering as a Panthers fan last night were when challenges went your way and goals, right? Goals for Carolina got taken down.
The second goal. Like
that was the chance to erupt. I wonder what the get-in prices are going to end up being tomorrow in Carolina. Because I wonder if the fan base, and again, I'm not talking about all the fans, they're going to have a sold-out crowd. It's going to be raucous, I'm sure. But I just wonder, you know, when you look at the prices of the Knicks series, and then all of a sudden you look even the Panthers last night, that was a very tough ticket to get. It's not Knicks-type prices. It wouldn't be the prices that you'd see in Toronto if they were on the cusp of a Eastern Conference Finals. But, yeah, I wonder what it'll be tomorrow, because I just wonder if that fan base, you know, has just kind of checked out. And it's kind of in the mode you are, which is, yeah, I'll wait and see. They snuck one. Let me wait and see.
I still think it'll be expensive to get in because they are in the conference title. They finally broke a, 18-year spell of not winning conference title games. And at the end of the day, Hawk, like it's a conference championship game. Your team's playing. People are going to go. Like, that place is going to be absolutely slammed with Hurricanes fans. But, yeah, am I paying $300 to sit in that
right.
stadium?
Like, is it $75 bucks? Because if it's $75 bucks, then you go, all right, let me go see a hockey game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, $350 bucks. It's like, I kind of remember what happened in games one and two when I was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll go watch it at the cookout with my buddies instead.
Well, Freddie Anderson was locked in last night for Carolina. That was the difference in my opinion. Panthers will have a chance to close it out tomorrow at the Lenovo Center. If that doesn't work, it would come back to Sunrise Friday night for a game six. And if that doesn't work, and again, we did live through this with Edmonton in the Stanley Cup final, then it would be a game seven. That would be back in Raleigh. That would be a tough ticket to get. But I still think the Panthers are in a very nice spot. I'm not nervous at all. You know, again, the notion that in an Eastern Conference Finals, you're just going to roll any opponent in any conference finals. Basketball, I mean, you're seeing it in the NBA. You're seeing it in the Western Conference Finals in the NHL. Very difficult to steamroll a team four straight games. So it didn't happen last night.
I was going to ask you, is it fair to be annoyed with the Panthers today? Because, Hawk, it seemed so silly yesterday. We have Goldie on. He's talking about this doesn't happen, the run that the Panthers are on. Like, it just it doesn't happen. And then Plagans is talking about how good the Carolina Hurricanes genuinely are. George Richards told us last week, prior to game one, he's like, dude, that team's really good. Frederick Anderson has been the best goaltender in the NHL playoffs. Appel told us he wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers lost the series because, hey, nobody makes the Stanley Cup Finals three times in a row. And I'm annoyed yesterday with the team. And today I'm like, is it fair to be annoyed? It's probably not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. By the way, George Richards is going to join us today. We'll ask him. But no, it is not fair to be annoyed with the team. They're allowed to lose a game against a very good goalie who they made look pedestrian in games one and two. A very good goalie who was back locked in last night, Freddie Anderson. And it is what it is. But again, they'll have another chance tomorrow. That doesn't work out. They'll have another chance on Friday. That doesn't work out. They have another chance on Sunday. I mean,
don't,
you know, come
that.
On.
Don't do that.
Plenty of chances. There's plenty of chances. Dolphins OTAs today.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I think it's 100 days exactly till
100 days until the NFL season begins officially today.
I mean, are you feeling it?
I am, actually. I am. I feel
you were listening to the show yesterday. I dropped a very heavy Liam Eichenberg take on Goldie.
Yeah.
Walked off the set.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough.
OTAs, though. Football season's back. Just when. What did Goldie told us something yesterday? Was like Dolphins 100 days away, and the Panthers are what, 4 months away from exhibition hockey?
Yeah. 4 months away until preseason begins in the NHL.
That's crazy. That's really funny. Shocking. So anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to today. I think we all thought that we'd kind of be celebrating a return to the Stanley Cup final. So it is a weird Tuesday because Solana's 100% correct. You can't be annoyed by this team. You can't feel bad that you weren't able to sweep your way into the Stanley Cup final. Like, it's just, it's not right. So there is something like this isn't the show that we thought we'd be doing today. I don't think anyone was really prepared for this just based on the way that the first three games had gone. But it's fine. No worries. We'll talk with George Richards about it. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Dolphins OTAs are underway. So a lot of action. Let's begin with headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
So the Carolina Hurricanes do avoid the sweep. And if you're like me and you're just looking for excuses as to why the Panthers lost last night, Hawk, the first thing I'm thinking was, okay, injuries. I mean, we're playing without Rhino, we're playing without Mikkola, and we're playing without A.J. Greer. So I wake up today, I'm like, okay, what is Paul Maurice going to say about these three guys? And you got nothing. you didn't.
He doesn't tell you anything, but yeah. It's fine. They're fine. I was watching some Paul Maurice clips from after the game. He's just so good at this. They asked him, it was really funny. They asked him what he thought about Bobrovsky's performance. And he said he was really annoyed by the two final goals that he gave up, that the net gap was just way too big.
Yeah.
But he didn't let it. But of course, he was referring to the two empty net goals,
uh-huh.
Which is really, it's really funny right after a game.
Yeah.
To do that. So love Paul Maurice, Sergei Bobrovsky. Everything's fine, everybody. Everything's fine.
Well, Bob played well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't stop an empty netter. So what did he let in? One goal?
Yeah. One goal.
Yeah.
He played well. That's the good news. It's not like they lit you up for seven. Bob gave up three or four goals and you're like, uh-oh, that's questionable. But like, it was a one score game until 2.5 minutes to go, 3.5 minutes to go. What was frustrating or is frustrating is that the Cats can't close out at home. And I don't understand it. Like, what is it?
Again, though, it's like, should you be able to close out at home? Like, what's more unrealistic? Sweeping an Eastern Conference Finals opponent in an uproariously funny fashion, if you're a Panthers fan. Like sweeping them on your way to the Stanley Cup final or losing one at home, the way the Knicks lost a couple at home.
Yeah.
It happens. So I'm okay.
Yeah. No.
Again, this isn't the show that I thought, because yesterday we really did a show that celebrated the Panthers moving on to the Stanley Cup final. And I think all of South Florida media, sports media, did the same thing. And we didn't get it. But I do remember doing that in the Edmonton series a couple of times.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, this is the one.
Right. Little hiccup. Of course, you give them a little something. And then it's yours for the taking because you're better. I mean, we talked about it with Goldie, with Plagans, with Cugno yesterday. If you go up and down the Panthers roster, the Hurricanes roster, Panthers are a better team.
Yeah.
Like they just are. But that doesn't mean that Carolina's not a good team.
We crowned the Panthers champions three separate times last year. And fast forward to 8 seconds remaining with a one-goal lead in Game 7 in Sunrise. And all of us are on the edge of our seats like, please.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be as easy as it felt after the first three games.
But Hawk, were you like me yesterday? I didn't think they were going to lose that game.
No.
Even after the first empty netter. I'm like, oh, there's still 2 minutes left.
I live bet them when they were down 1-0. And I went to live bet them when they went down 2-0 after the first empty netter.
Yeah.
And they took it off the board. So, no, I never thought that they weren't going to equalize that game at least and then give us a chance, you know, in overtime.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to have to eat honey tomorrow, right? All of us, spoonfuls of honey. DQ didn't work.
I don't know what we're going to do. What we're going to do. We have to swear off blizzards and the zucchini muffins.
Yeah, those zucchini muffins. Were they good for real? Cugno's not around
Fantastic.
Now. Really?
Fantastic. So there's no way they're as healthy as he thinks. It's impossible.
No, but that's ridiculous. That's like eating a pizza and putting pineapple on it and saying, oh, it's healthy.
Right. But I asked him during the break. I said, what makes it healthy? Like, what is the zucchini replacing? Because I'm telling you, it's not just a sprinkle. It's a ton of zucchini.
Yeah.
He said it's replacing all the sugars. Any sugar that you would add is getting replaced by zucchini. But I find it hard to believe because, first of all, there were a ton of chocolate chips in there. Now, I don't know if his wife, Jenny, just kind of double chocolated it up for us. so that we would think they're better. But I mean, it was like eating, it really was like a brownie. Like she had originally said, and I said, there's no chance that a zucchini muffin can taste like a brownie. Tastes like a brownie, but it was loaded with chocolate chips.
I sent you brownies made with pickles. It's the same thing. It's the same concept. So was it crunchy? You bite into it like a good crunch? No?
No, not at all. No. It was moist, like a very moist muffin.
So the zucchini itself was just, it was like almost boiled zucchini? It was just soft?
Yeah, but you don't taste the zucchini.
Okay.
You've had zucchini before, right? I mean, it's very mushy.
It is.
Unless you deep fry it.
Yeah. But I've never baked. Like, I don't think I've ever seen somebody bake zucchini.
Zucchini into something.
To eat it, right. Whatever.
Well, what are they baking it for, a tree? You've never had zucchini.
I love zucchini. I love zucchini.
You hate zucchini.
I love zucchini.
You've never had it before. It's obvious.
It's my favorite fruit. So the Marlins yesterday, they blew a 3-0 lead in San Diego. They're up 3-0, and then by the time the Panthers game ended, you're like, oh, okay. Marlins are going to hold on to this.
You want
to
hear about the Mervisich?
Well, I did all the research because you told me yesterday Whittingham looked up the numbers and what he's batting. I looked at his game logs. I have done the research. I don't know if you want to get into this now, but Matt
Sure,
Mervis,
drop it on us. Why not? Go ahead.
Matt Mervis yesterday, of course, 2 at-bats, went 0 for 2, and then was taken out of the game. Pinch hit.
I mean, crazy. Of course. I've never seen a major league hitter get 2 at-bats most games and then get pinch hit for constantly. I've never seen this.
Matt Mervis, General Mervis, joined this show, made his debut to meet the Mervis Militia on April 18th. From April...
May 27th.
May 27th. From April 19th forward, they were in Philadelphia. Here are his numbers. From April 19th to the end of April, 5 hits and 29 at-bats.
Right. One of those was a ding-dong.
One was a home run. In May, in 27 days of May, 5 hits in 45 at-bats. So that is 10 hits in 74 at-bats since April 18th when he joined this show, which brings his average in that span to 135.
So he's hitting 135 after appearing on with us. Mm-hmm. He has one home run in a month and a half since being on with us.
Zero.
Did have a double this weekend.
Zero multi-hit games since being on with us. One home run.
And in the month of May, he has 5 hits total. I mean, that's shocking.
In 45 ABs.
Shocking.
It's easy to blame us. I mean, hey, Mervis, General, maybe hit the cages. A little BP or something, bro.
I mean, get a couple practice swings in. Yeah, show McCullough you're working on your cut.
Choke up on the bat or something, brother. I mean, you got to switch it up, man.
You got a donut on that bat.
Yeah, he's batting 135, man. Oh.
Oof.
Yeah. He can't be fond of us, right?
I mean, he should be. Do you realize that I mean, we still talk about him in glowing terms. At least I do. I had this was funny over the weekend, and I don't know if Hard Rock Bet, if the app is this smart, it probably is. It's algorithm based, I'm sure. I texted Appel and Whittingham on my thread. This was Saturday or Sunday. I said, because I think Mervis didn't play Saturday, so he's in the lineup Sunday. And I look for the Mervis home run prop. Because I keep betting it, even though it's paid once in the last, 47 days or whatever. And it was plus 300, which is the favorite then that day to hit a home run. So I screenshot it. I text it to Appel and Whittingham. I say, why do you think Matt Mervis is the favorite today to hit a ding-dong? And Whittingham texted back to me and he said, that's just on your app. I'm at plus 20,000.
They've got you, man. They have got you, bro. The Oklahoma City Thunder, I didn't watch any of the game yesterday, truthfully, Hawk, but they ran away with it. The conversation today, we can get into it a little bit later. It's about Anthony Edwards. I saw Stephen A. Smith say something along the lines of, are you a superstar or not? Which I find funny because they're sending 10 guys at him. At least it seems that way every time he has the ball. But right. OKC
responds. Mean, he's the best guy on that team.
For sure.
Yeah.
But OKC responds. They take a 3-1 lead. And tonight, the Pacers at home with Tyrese Halliburton's father in attendance.
In attendance.
Can take a 3-1 series lead over the New York Knicks. Or the Knicks can steal home court back by winning two straight in Indianapolis. 8:30 p.m. tonight.
All right. I got to watch the finale of Below Deck. That was last night. I didn't get to see it.
All the good shows out, and you're consuming Below Deck. It's bizarre, man.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant by all the good shows.
No. I mean, The Last of Us
What's
season 2.
What's better than Below Deck?
Last of Us season 2 series finale was on Sunday.
No one's heard of that. No one knows what that is.
Okay. Most watched show on HBO right now, but okay.
Oh, okay. Sure. Over the Pee-wee Herman documentary? Doubt it.
And you're watching Below Deck, their 19th iteration of Below Deck.
Correct. But this is Below Deck Mediterranean? I think Below Deck Mediterranean.
So what happens differently in Below Deck Mediterranean than what would happen in Below Deck Bermuda? What they lost the hummus?
Think of it like this. One's a mall in Dade County.
Okay.
One's a mall in Broward County. There's going to be inherent differences, even though they're both malls.
Mm-hmm.
So these are yachts. One's in the Seychelles. One's in the Greek islands. You know, there's lots of differences. Think of it in terms of being a mall.
Okay. I'll check out of that conversation right now. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866. I have so many people DMing me. How have you never been to Sawgrass Mills, bro?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is another scorcher outside, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
A scorcher. That's your weather.
George Richards is going to join us in the next segment. We just had, by the way, our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks back, and we've got a chance for you right now to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Drew Estate, one of the big sponsors of our Whiskey Stars and Cigars. We love them. So they have an event every year. It sells out in minutes, but we've got a pair of tickets to give away. It's a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm. You get fine spirits, a catered dinner. You get exclusive Barn Smoker cigar packs upon arrival. I mean, from what I am told, this is an unbelievable prize. And if you want a chance to win, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. But again, if you want to get in on that contest, just go to WQAM.com and click on contests. George Richards will join us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, at my age, there is no greater feeling than complete evacuation.
Hawk and Crowder.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, floridahockeynow.com. George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He covers the Panthers. He's covered the Panthers for a long time, but you can read his work at floridahockeynow.com. He was there last night at the Amerant Bank Arena where it kind of felt like it was a done deal. Certainly that's what we did for 4 hours on our show. And then even like in the media workroom when I was talking with guys from Sports USA or George Richards, like it was kind of like, oh, I can't wait to watch this victory tonight. It didn't work out that way. Carolina and Freddie Anderson said no. So what happened last night, George, in your opinion? Because I, it's not, and again, I'm not complaining because it's difficult to sweep any team four games in a row, certainly in Eastern Conference Finals. But what happened last night? We seem to have lost George.
Let me try to get him back on the line.
Maybe it was too wordy a first question. I'm guilty of that at times. I try to wrap my opinion into a question instead of just saying, well, what happened last night, George? I give you my opinion of what happened, why it was difficult. I give you several reasons that you could answer. He's there, George. I don't know what happened there, but what happened last night?
Well, like we talked about in the workroom, for Carolina to beat the Panthers the way Florida had been playing was if their goalie stole a game. And I don't even think Freddie Anderson stole that game. Just the way that Carolina played, it looked like a couple of their guys were playing with two sticks, not one. I mean, they contested everything Florida did. Florida's a team that doesn't need a lot of space to play in, but last night they, you know, reverted back to they were dancing around and trying to make the perfect play, and Carolina was not letting them do that. Florida had two high-danger attempts. That ain't going to get it done. This is a team that gets 15, 16, 17 a game, and last night they had two. Still, with 3 minutes left before, you know, Bobrovsky gave up those two empty netters, you know, Florida was down 1-0. So yeah, that's about as bad. That is not even, that's not even Florida Panthers hockey, and they were down a goal, you know, and you tie it up and it's a different world.
Yeah, which is what I thought was going to happen. I actually live bet them when they went down 1-0. I was laughing because you mentioned the two empty netters that Sergei gave up. It was funny, Maurice, after the game. Talk about the spacing on those two goals. That was funny to me. Obviously, he didn't seem to be that concerned last night. Did anything concern you where you go, hey, this is a harbinger of something to come Wednesday night or Friday night if we happen to see a Friday night? Or was this kind of just one of those one game aberrations. Carolina's not a terrible team, so they shouldn't have been getting manhandled the way they were getting manhandled anyway. So, you know, hey, it happens. Handle your business tomorrow night.
Listen, Carolina gets their one goal, you know, when their rookie is on the blue line by himself because Florida is collapsing to the puck and everybody's on one side of the ice. He gets a breakaway in the second. That's, you know, that was just a miscommunication on that part. Florida's going to come full bore tomorrow. I mean, you're going to see them hitting and using the forecheck and just driving to the net and trying to get some stuff around the net, which they did not do. That, I mean, listen, we've seen this variation of the Panthers at least three times in these playoffs, and they've all been losses. Against Tampa Bay, they were going to go up 3-0 and just, you know, played like this. They did it again in game six against Toronto and got beat 2-0. Joseph Woll gets the shutout, but it was the way Toronto played Florida that won the game. Again, same thing here. I don't think Freddie Anderson was all that great. He was the first, but, you know, he got a shutout after getting shelled in the first two games. Good on him. But now Carolina's got some confidence. They're going home. Like Solana said, it's going to be crazy in Raleigh. I mean, the only thing else going on tomorrow, and I've already looked, the Durham Bulls are playing a home game tomorrow. Other than that, what else is going on? So it's going to be crazy in Raleigh. Yeah, I mean, the Memphis Redbirds are in town. So, I mean, that's a good
Durham deal. Bulls, though, isn't that the
Triple A team,
why do I know,
right?
Yeah, but why do I know the Durham Bulls?
From the movie?
Yeah.
Crash,
okay.
Davis?
I'm sure they have a good glizzy at the Durham Bulls ballpark, George. I mean, glizzy over.
I would think.
I would imagine there's no ballpark that doesn't have a good glizzy, right?
That's
no.
A good point.
Not one I want to go to.
George, it's funny because you say the Panthers play like this in a couple different opportunities that they've had to close out teams. Is it fair for me to say that the Cats, as unbelievable as this run has been, as great as this team is, I'm not taking away from that, but is it fair to say that they do seem to have a tendency to take their foot off the pedal a little bit in closeout games?
Yeah. We asked Paul Maurice that this morning, and he says he doesn't buy that theory, but it seems like it, right? It just seems like they come in, they know that they've been in complete control of this. Even those games they lost in Toronto, they came back down 0-2 and felt okay about things. They didn't play well the first two periods of game one, but game two they were okay. And the same thing in these first three games. I mean, they had completely manhandled Carolina. The Hurricanes had no answer for the Panthers. But last night they were playing for their lives. You saw guys diving at every pass. I mean, it wasn't just blocked shots. It was contesting every pass. I mean, there was just no room for anything to happen. Guys were getting, you know, passes getting, you know, going off guys' shins and stuff of that sort. So, listen, Carolina likes playing that style, but so do the Panthers. The Panthers just didn't play their north-south hockey, right? We talk about north-south and foot. Same thing in hockey. They were playing east-west, and it just wasn't working.
You know, we had the conversation yesterday when we were at the arena. We talked with, Josh Bell was with me, but we talked with Mike Cugno and Doug Plagans, and Goldie was with us. And I was asking everybody the same question. Is the league rooting against the Panthers? And I mean players. I'm not talking about the league office itself. Is this a dislike team? Is the Panthers a dislike team by the league?
I think players respect and you know, like the no, I actually no. I think they enjoy watching the Panthers play because that's they play the game the way a lot of guys want to play it, and it's hard to do. And we saw it in Paul Maurice's first year how long it took Florida to finally evolve into this, or at least a little bit of a version of this. Guys like watching this. They like the edge that Florida plays with. They don't like playing against it. They don't like getting wore down in a series like when you play the Panthers. But sitting at home or sitting in Cancun watching it at a bar, yeah, you like watching the Panthers.
So they appreciate it. They appreciate what they because I wonder.
They appreciate it. Yeah.
Would Brad Marchand
these aren't grinders
like,
either?
Right.
You've got star players.
Would he
laying
stay
it
here?
Out.
Would Brad Marchand stay here at a discount because it is? I mean, first of all, it's a no tax state, and South Florida is not a bad place to be during a hockey season. Like, is there a chance that he'll remain here?
There's always a chance when you're talking about the Bill Fizito and his front office. But I think, listen, you've got $19 million under the cap. You've got to sign Aaron Ekblad. You've got to sign Sam Bennett. You've got Mackey Samuskevich needs a contract. You've got guys that, you know, all your other guys that need to be filled in. And listen, Brad Marchand left Boston because of finances. He was looking for like $4, $5, $6 million a year. Florida does not have that, not in this world, unless Bennett goes somewhere else or Ekblad goes somewhere else or the Panthers make a trade and free up some cash. So I do not see Brad Marchand taking a $1 million deal when he left his home, his the only hockey place he's ever known, the Boston Bruins, where he's the captain, over, I believe he left over $1 million. Right. You know, I think they were at four and he was at five. So that's a big, that's, you know, that's a lot of money that the Panthers just don't have right now. That can very well change. The Panthers would love to have him. He would love to stay. And maybe there's a plan that we do not know about, but you know, that's just something that we're going to have to wait and see once this thing's all said and done.
Bill Zito has certainly surprised us before with people he's willing to give up in order to get people that he thinks are part of the core.
Right.
So I don't put anything past them. I think I saw Mitch Marner.
I don't either.
Had interest in coming to the Florida Panthers.
He does. Yeah.
Apparently, I saw some.
Yeah. Like, Vegas and Florida.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Solana? This is the first you're hearing about that.
That is the first, but I think it was GR who told us last week, like, this is what it's going to be like now. The Panthers have built something special. People want to come to Sunrise, right? Right.
Nobody GR, calls like, you GR. Like, nobody calls you GR, right, George?
I get it once, every once in a while. Only Solana. But, listen, this is going to be – listen, the salary cap is going up by a bundle next year. Now, this is going to be the last summer where it's really tight for the Panthers. Next year, it goes really high up. So, I don't know. Maybe you got a wink-wink, nod-nod deal, a handshake kind of deal where a guy takes 1 year knowing that two or three are coming down the road. I don't know. I mean, and you also got agents and the union, and they kind of frown upon that kind of stuff. Because it affects other players, right? You're setting the market, and they do not like that when guys do that. So, again, we'll have to wait and see. But, listen, the Panthers are in a great spot. I mean, they're not the only team that are cap-strapped. That's just the way it works in this world. But next summer, a lot of money gets freed up, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else.
So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We had a conversation with you off the air yesterday down in the workroom about the best Blizzard flavor. Of course, we had blizzards before the game.
That was off the record, though.
Yeah, it didn't seem to work. What is the best blizzard flavor? Let's bring it on the record.
All right. So you had the what? The Heath bar?
I had the Heath bar, and Appel had Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and Tree had Oreos, I think. So it was like cookies and cream. And
cookie and cream is solid. I didn't know they had a banana one, but I'd try that. I'm going Reese's Cup. I mean, just the texture of it, you know, it just kind of melds together. It comes out perfect. You know, I'm a Reese's Cup Blizzard kind of fella.
When's the last time you've had a Blizzard though?
You saw me yesterday. I have them for breakfast. What are you talking about? I get them all the time.
He had his Flanagan's cup yesterday,
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, those are always that. What a great summer treat.
Would you ever, George, would you ever in a million years order a Heath bar blizzard?
I love a Heath bar. I like the toffee. You know, like I was saying last night, it gets too cold when it's frozen. It's like M&Ms. When you put M&Ms in ice cream, you know, then you bite down on those ice cold M&Ms. I don't know. I don't like it.
Who doesn't love a little toffee? You know, it's these youngsters, George. They don't understand
I mean, we're old school. We got the toffee. That's all we had when we were kids.
I was going to say, we didn't have the choices. Hey, we didn't have Nerds gummy clusters when I was growing
That's
up.
That's right.
It was a caramel square at grandma's house or a Heath bar. That was it.
Or the strawberry candy. That was it. That's all you got. We didn't have no dollar stores. Dollar stores were expensive. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dollar store. That was baby. People who had a lot of money.
We went to the five and dime.
That's right.
You had 5 cents. You had a dime. You were good.
What do you think about Solana never in 31 years having been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
Oh, is that where that conversation started? I don't know. I don't know. Now I've never been to Dolphin Mall. I've been on the outskirts of Dolphin Mall.
That's just
but
a typical
Sawgrass,
mall.
I've been to a ton.
Sawgrass is a destination mall. Dolphin Mall is a dime a dozen.
Well, we learned that that's not entirely true, George. Actually, Dolphin Mall rates higher on pretty much any rating metric that you want to use than Sawgrass Mills Mall. And cruises offer excursions to Dolphin Mall.
If you go by Yelp, Olive Garden rates higher than Prime Italian. So what are we doing?
right.
Rates higher. Yeah.
Listen, to get to the Dolphin Mall, I got to take the Turnpike extension right then and there, one star. So, no.
Right.
No thanks.
I'm out, too. Once I see that I have to take the Turnpike extension,
But George, you're such a big Flannies guy. If you haven't been to the Doral Flanagan's, then you're not a real Flannies guy. I hate to tell you.
I worked at the Miami Herald, buddy. I've been to that Slanny a hundred times if I've been there once.
So you were basically working next to Dolphin Mall. How'd you never get out there?
Because anytime I was there, I was trying to get out of there. You ask any of my bosses at the Herald, they'll tell you. George didn't like sticking around.
There's a race going on the move. Palm Beach Kennel Club. He's stuck down in Doral.
That's right. I was going to the dog track. I was get me out of here.
What's going on? When's the last time you've been to Palm Beach Kennel Club? Did you ever go? I used to go when I lived up in West Palm.
No, I'm not a West Palm guy. I mean, I grew up across from Biscayne Dog Track and been to Hollywood Dog Track. And now I'm against all the dog, the greyhound thing. Yeah, but back in the old days.
It's legal anywhere in the country, is it?
Oh, they're all gone. Yeah. I think Kansas or Oklahoma, one of those states, they still have dog racing, but it's pretty much been outlawed everywhere, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Only because I lost so much money on it that I was angry at
that. That's how I learned math, was reading the dog track charts. You know?
That's how I learned probabilities. When I would go to Dania Highlight when I was in college, that's how I learned probabilities. Well, if one beats three and three beats four.
Now, Dania Highlight, you talk about that, a place I've been many a time, Dania Highlight.
Place back in the day, kids don't understand. Dania Highlight back in the day was the place to see and be seen. Am I lying? You had to get tickets in advance.
No. Yep. Friday, Saturday night at the Fronton, packed. Oh. I mean, it was just jammed. And, when you were underage, you could go there, and if you kind of knew people, you were good. So it was a good place to
Marty,
go.
Marty Fleischman. That place. I mean, the valet line at Dania Highlight was down the street. That's another place.
You had to buy seats.
Of course. You couldn't. Like, now you walk in there. I mean, you could do whatever you want. You literally had to buy reserve seats. And if you got there too late, you got to the box office, you'd be like, well, there's one seat here, one seat there. You'd have to sit away from your loved ones. But who cares? You were at Dania Highlight. I mean, you had the toughest ticket in town. Solana right by Dania Highlight is Jackson's, the famous ice cream parlor. Solana has never been there either. Is that shocking?
No, the Sawgrass thing is shocking. Jackson's, I think you kind of have to know, and the line's always around the block. So, and they don't have blizzards. What do they got? The kitchen sink?
The kitchen sink.
Yeah. I mean, that was like if you didn't grow up in Broward or even on the east, if you grew up in West Broward, maybe you didn't go to Jackson's, but after a night at Highline, it was always a good stop with that rainbow sherbet.
That was the best 1-2 punch.
Ticket
Oh my God, the best 1-2 punch in South Florida. Cash that superfecta, head right over to
Ice
Jackson's.
Cream
get a
on me.
Sink.
Yep.
George Richards, read his work, FloridaHockeyNow.com. This is the kind of stuff that you get, FloridaHockeyNow.com. We will hopefully talk to you after Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Previewing a potential Stanley Cup final matchup. That would be the ideal conversation.
Well, they're going to give it a better showing, tomorrow for sure. But I mean, again, result wise, they played a terrible game and were down one with 5-6, 3 minutes left to go. So it wasn't.
You don't
not
feel like momentum has shifted.
No, it does not. Carolina's got life, obviously, but that's it. That's all they've got.
All right. George Richards.
They've got another home game.
Now. Thank you, George.
All right, fellas. Be good.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.